I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, an interview given by U.S. bobsledder Stephen Holcomb 12 days before his death leads to a conversation about Olympic athletes and mental illness. But right now, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The 2018 Winter Olympics are underway. The games began with an apparently unplanned act of Korean unity. Does the handshake shared by the leaders of North and South Korea seem to you a mere gesture or something more?
Well, we'll see, won't we? You know, the last time that there was the Olympics in South Korea, which was 1988, the North Koreans blew up an airliner to dissuade people from coming. So I think a handshake between a North Korean diplomat and the president of South Korea is certainly a step up from that.
Yeah, I would say so, too. Yeah, I mean,
we'll see what happens after the Olympics, but certainly it was quite a thing to see.
As the world anticipates the Olympic figure skating competition, we have been hearing about bias in the judging of that sport. Not an entirely new charge, as your no suggests. Does this get in the way of your enjoyment of figure skating?
No, because unless the figure skater falls down and gets high marks, I don't know. I mean, do you know the difference between a toe loop and a Lutz? Seriously.
I only know about figure skating judging from the snooty comments of the commentators.
Which are great, by the way. Another reason to watch figure skating.
Right.
But as with any judge sport, you're going to have these complications. But I wouldn't know if somebody was getting hosed by the judges.
I don't know how many Olympic medals Norway is going to pile up this time around. But one thing's for sure. They will have at least 15,000 eggs. What?
Yeah, they ordered 1,500 and they got 15,000.
Oh,
which is great because you can have, you know, virtually unlimited omelets on your way to the curling venue with your funny pants on. But I hope there's not a Norwegian figure skater who gets hosed by the judges because of bias.
Oh, a shower of eggs.
Oh, I'm telling you, eggs make fine projectiles, as the Minnesota Vikings learned on their way out of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, of course, won Super Bowl LII last Sunday. What happened? Did they fail to read the script?
They played a great game. Both teams played a great game. It was a great football game.
Especially if you like offense.
I mean, there was no defense whatsoever, which is fine by me, but not by purists. And it was just a really very entertaining football game. And, of course, it was an upset. So unless you had a rooting interest in the Patriots, you liked the outcome.
Jimmy Garoppolo is now drawing the biggest salary in the National Football League. The 49ers opened the vault and allowed nearly $140 million to spill out of it. Will Garoppolo continue to do as well as he did in that brief stint in San Francisco this season?
Oh, he'd better, because now he's the highest paid player in the entire NFL. I mean, he's 26 years old. If he's going to be a great quarterback, it's going to start this year, and he's certainly got something to play for now.
You know, as if he needed a little extra money, he got $79,000 this week because of the Super Bowl bonus that Patriots players got.
I think that's great. I think that's absolutely hilarious.
The NBA trade deadline has come and gone, and who would have guessed that the Cleveland Cavaliers would have all but blown up their team? Isaiah Thomas and Dwayne Wade both gone. Will what they got back in return for those two help them out this year?
No, probably not. I think they've decided to tank the season and go for the draft. I don't see any other explanation for this. They also got rid of Jay Crowder. I mean, they really did strip their lineup.
So either LeBron James was in on this strategy or he's making plans to be somewhere
else.
Well,
that's entirely possible, too.
I know how you love world records, and I got a doozy for you this week. A team of four PGA Tour rookies has set the record for fastest hole played by a foursome. I don't know if we should be impressed by this. I mean, golf isn't supposed to be fast, is it?
It was a par five. They must have knocked the hell out of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, they played a par five at 27.88 seconds.
I don't know about this because it feels to me a little bit like setting a record for slowest lap at NASCAR.
Oh, no.
Golf is supposed to be slow.
It's not supposed to be that. I mean, it's not supposed to be as slow as it is. If everybody was forced to play a hole in 27.88 seconds, I'd be a very happy guy.
And finally, as if to reassert that February is the time when we really need a goofy baseball story, the minor league Hartford Yard Goats have announced that they will change their name for one game this summer, and they will become the Hartford Steamed Cheeseburgers because, wait for it, the steamed cheeseburger was invented in Connecticut. I assume you will want a replica jersey.
No, I'm still waiting for my Hartford Yard Goats jersey, but
well, maybe they'll come as a package deal.
But I like, first of all, have you ever had a steamed cheeseburger?
I don't even know there was such a thing as a steamed cheeseburger.
I mean, to me, it's like team figure skating. I didn't know there was that either.
Fast golf. I don't get it. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.